The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live and local, we're right here, High Falls 92.5 WBEE, and this is interesting, a combination of a hotel attached to a mall?
Yeah, according to the Democrat and Chronicle, a four-story, 123-room hotel may be in the future for Eastview Mall. Now, we all go to Eastview, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know what happened with Marketplace Mall. It's now mostly a medical facility, and all those stores seem to have just kind of moved up the road, up on Jefferson, to an outdoor plaza, okay? So none of that is planned for this. Victor Planning Board said, hey, there's a preliminary plan for a Marriott Element by Westin Hotel that's going to be built on the northwest end of the mall where the Lord & Taylor building is. So Lord & Taylor's been gone. That's been empty for a while now. But they're not going to just kind of fill that. They're going to build up a four-story hotel there, 123 rooms. That seems like a lot. Well, and it's going to be connected to the mall? Who's going to stay connected to the mall?
What's it close to that people would want hotels there?
I mean, it's right by the Thruway, gateway to the Finger Lakes, TJ. Just hop on. You got travelers going through.
Oh.
I think it seems like a great place. Lots of access to different food and shopping for tourists to spend money. I think this is going to be great for our local economy.
Maybe it's close to Fisher, Bill's training camp. Are they keeping that in mind to fill the rooms? Perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, Victor has hotels, correct?
Yeah, there's hotels out that way. There's a Hampton Inn right up the road from the mall. There's a couple right when you get off the exit at 490 onto 96. There's like a Best Western.
Well, they're going to have to take up. They're going to have to build out on that whole parking lot area there. But I always just find it, you know, I know it's a hard, it's different times for malls, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got to do what they got to do. But building up a hotel on the end of a mall.
How is it any different than being across the street from the mall? Would you be weird about staying at a hotel that was across the street from the mall as opposed to attached to the mall?
I guess not.
It's just now there's so many more things within walking distance from all of the people who traveled there who may not have their cars with them.
Plus, what better than mall Chinese to get when you're staying anywhere?
Right.
So forget eating at your restaurant.
Famous walk.
Forget eating at the hotel restaurant. I'm going for my mall Chinese.
Okay.
I love that stuff. Combo A. The orange chicken.
And then you overeat, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to go take a nap.
Then
the hotel's
go lay
right
down.
There.
You know what? The more we talk about it, the better idea this is. They're saying that the snow that fell in New Orleans is a prediction that the Bills are going to the Super Bowl. They're like, that means Buffalo's coming. I'm just letting everybody know. It's literally written in the snow in New Orleans.
It makes sense to me. I'll go with that. We need you, Bills Mafia. Come on.
So we all want to be on TV, right? Isn't that like why we exist? Want to get on TV? Well, the Today Show, that's national.
Yeah.
Today Show is coming tomorrow morning. Yes, it's early. But come on, we can do it. 6 a.m. They're going to be in Buffalo. And they're going to be right on the steps of Buffalo City Hall.
Okay.
And the mayor will be there and what's being called all the tailgating famous Buffalo Mafia members will be there as well. I'm sure plenty of familiar faces. And we just want as many Bills fans represented so we can really show the country that, man, they've got support. We may not be able to be going to Missouri, but we're there in spirit for sure.
I love this idea. Hey, ask your boss if you take the morning off. Get out there. Wear your best Bills swag, your best Bills gear.
Yeah, 6 a.m. though.
What are they calling this?
They are calling it, you're going to love this, the Bills, Buffalo Bills pep rally.
Sign me up! A pep rally!
Okay.
I was born for this.
I understand. I know your enthusiasm. That's why I didn't mention the pep rally part of it.
In case you didn't know, Hope was in the pep band, school spirit at George Mason. So we should send her. because she'll be doing the George Mason fight song and everything, and Bill's mouth would be like, what? What?
No, I know Bill's things. I know some of these words. I can yell, where would you rather be?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Then right here! Right now!
All right.
Circle the wagons! We all eat when James cooks!
You know, she may be okay.
We're sending her. Just keep saying that in a loop. Just keep doing it in a loop.
That's just it. I mean, don't say anything else.
Yeah.
Hey!
See, she's got it. She's all got right. it. I think we've rubbed off on her enough to where she could go.
All right, so we asked if anybody wants a carpool with you, get you up there to Buffalo tomorrow morning, right?
I think that sounds great.
All right. How about Billy? You think Billy will get up early?
Billy doesn't watch football.
Oh, okay.
No, because my husband texts him every Sunday.
Yeah?
Every Sunday. You know how Steve, he's like a teenage girl. He loves texting all of his friends during the Bills games. I don't know why. So he'll text with Billy, and Billy will be like, yeah, go Bills. I'm like, Steve, Billy is just doing that to humor you. He doesn't even watch football. The guy is in a camper somewhere,
right,
doing manly stuff, cutting firewood. He's not watching football.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, wait a second. TJ, maybe you should go with Mama J. You said she really loves Josh Allen.
She's all of a sudden, this is the year she's decided she's going to like football. Yeah.
She's texting Steve during the games.
She
oh,
is?
Look at that pass. I love that, Josh Allen.
Yeah. Why do they keep running up the middle? Why do they run right into all the other teams?
That's a legitimate question.
Like, she doesn't know the word defenders yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's like, why do they keep running into the other team?
What's funny about this whole thing, your husband, Steve, gets more response from Mama J about the Bills than from Billy. Billy's
right.
just not, he's yeah, just not into football.
Go Bills or something like that.
Post Malone, he's like country music. I got this. 92.5 WB. Guess what he's taking over next? Cookies. Oreo Post is coming out. Oreo, you know, they come up with flavors upon flavors. Now it's Post Malone flavor.
Post Malorios?
Nope. Nope. Is that what they're called?
No, they're just called...
they should be. Oreo. Missed opportunity. Post Malorios.
Wrong.
They're just called Oreo Post. You could pre-sell them. Oreo.com starting Monday. They'll be on the shelves February 3rd. If you could wait, it's Postie's Oreo cookie with a swirled salted caramel and shortbread flavor cream inside.
Oh, well. Ooh. I would have thought it would taste more like Post Malone's taste, which is probably a lot of nicotine and alcohol. So I'm like, I don't think I'd want to eat whatever Post Malone.
Or remember those fruit roll-ups that if you put it on your tongue, it gave you a tongue tattoo?
Correct.
Like getting like a tongue tattoo.
He might
always tired.
He might take that idea. Wow.
Right, right.
Do they still sell those? Have you seen them?
I've not seen them in a long time.
Yeah.
They're locked away in a warehouse with the green ketchup from Shrek.
You know, for ice cream, they've tried ketchup flavor, just never took off.
Ketchup. Shocking.
Yeah. Because I know you love ice cream. Baskin-Robbins really tried it.
I believe that.
Mm.
See, these Oreos, that company, I don't know if they're brilliant or desperate. It's hard for me to gauge because they're constantly releasing Oreo, you know, Star Wars Oreos. Yeah. Remember the Pokemon Oreos where there was like a rare Pokemon Oreo coin?
We got to help them. B-Morning Coffee Club Oreo. What's going to be our flavor? We're going to think about that. We're going to think about it. Come on, seriously. We got to do this. I mean, they're going to be running out of ideas. We could help. We're going to get into that next. We just dropped an idea. Posty taking over the cookie world. They're coming out here. The Post Malone cookies. The Oreo flavored. And you know what? It's not just a flavor. They let him try 50 different flavors, and he picked this one with the salted caramel. He kept going back to it. There's also going to be designs on the outside of the Oreos that things are in his life he appreciates. Sunflowers. Oh. Butterflies. Knights. Saw blade, pickup trucks.
Saw blade?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's cigarettes and whiskey on there? No. I swear to God, they got it. They can't call it a Post Malone cookie unless you really get it.
So, I mean, you know, instead of throwing it in your mouth and start chewing, you got to appreciate the designs on the outside,
all
right, too.
You got to really use all of your senses when eating the Post Malorios. You know, see the design. Feel the ridges.
Feel the ridges, really. Lord.
Smell the cookie.
You enjoy all your senses. Eventually, Oreo's going to run out of ideas. We got to give them a B Morning Coffee Club idea. What kind of flavor do you think would be for us?
Well, obviously, coffee has to be in there.
Okay.
And then my guess for the two of you, Bo likes to put maple syrup in his coffee, so I would say maple, and then TJ likes to put hazelnut creamer in her coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So coffee, maple, hazelnut.
All right.
B Morning Coffee Club. Oreo. They're going to love it.